There's one old boy, American, he could talk German. And as I keep saying, they knew the war was over. So he talked them into stopping the war and take me and this guy here with his leg off back across the line so we could get some treatment. So we did. They did. And we were exchanged on the 9th day, 24th.
You say across the line, they would have taken you to where?
Well, they got in touch with the Americans. So they took us down, put us in a little truck, and here we went. We got down there to a certain place, stopped, everything got quiet. And they said, all right, let's go. So the Germans and Americans took us across that no man's land. We crossed that, but there wasn't a shot fired. They had the white flags. We rode along there a little while, and stopped the cars, the ambulances, jerked the doors open, and there were the Americans.
A wonderful sight for you.
Cried.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The emotions are still there.
Deep. Deep.
Yeah. 60 years later, you still feel it.
Yeah.
And so the American doctors then were able to tend to you.
I thought I could get through it without crying.
No. You know, it's real, and the fact that you're sharing this, everybody needs to know the impact of what happens in war.
Yeah.
So they opened the door, and there were the Americans, and it was obviously a wonderful, jubilant feeling that they were there to save you. Not only to fix your arm and your ribs, but you had been a prisoner of war.
Oh, yeah.
And so now you're being released. So you had several things going here for you.
Yeah.
They were going to tend to you bodily, and you were no longer a captive.
That's right. It's a different feeling.
All those feelings are still there, and you can feel how jubilant you felt all these years later.
Yeah, all these years later.
So then you went into an American hospital.
Yeah, they send you through a series of hospitals. It takes longer for them to identify you. They don't want to get the wrong person.
Mm-hmm.
Seemed like they spent too much time on that. But they got me all the way back over to Edinburgh, Scotland.
They must have been giving you some pain medication here.
Oh, well, after I got to the Americas, yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as they could.
Oh, yeah, I got some deep hurt later on.
Yeah.
Deep hurts. Ribs, you know.
Yeah.
Well, that's the most miserable thing you ever had.
And you coughed.
Ribs.
And if you just coughed a little bit, it hurt.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
So then they get you back to Edinburgh, Scotland. And there you remained in the hospital for?
Oh, I stayed there 3-4 weeks till I could travel. And then they put me on a plane and sent me back. They brought me back here to the States, Fort Dix, New Jersey, I believe. They had me patched up pretty good. I could go in a wheelchair by then. They would take soldiers places, you know, if you wanted to go. I remember they took me down to one place there. It's a famous nightclub. I was getting along pretty good. Then they shipped me down to Okmulgee down there. That's a pretty big hospital. Military.
Mm-hmm.
I stayed there a while, then they shipped me down to Texas and started cutting on me again. They got down here on this foot, all down through here to here.
Because that was all damage from landing.
Yeah.
So you had surgery on the left foot.
Yeah. And they just let the ribs grow back, let this arm grow back. It dangled around for about a year and a half. I thought I was going to lose it.
You had no control, didn't have any muscle power
no.
in it at all.